So Louisa,
so romantic, Tim. So your, romantic.
Your hand is getting close to mine.
I'm just gonna look at you, look up at you, and blink. You know what that means?
Are you like forcing me? You like forcing me to kiss you right now? Blink, is that what's going on?
Blink, blink. Blink, blink. You know what that means?
I do, and I just think that I just ate beans, and and I'm really afraid that you're gonna like taste beans in my mouth.
Oh, it's gonna be fine. Just don't mind that Italian chef guy.
This is a night. It's a beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know where he's coming from.
Yeah, sorry.
Is there like is there like two swans fucking over there?
No, maybe. Yeah. maybe.
This is it's like you almost set up a really romantic thing for us.
I didn't do anything. I promise. Blink, blink. Look at my lips. Do you like my new lip gloss?
Just a little kiss. Here we go. Was that good?
Again.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
And they call it Bella Notte.
It's not easy being cheesy.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
This is a single life.
That was maybe the most awkward first kiss. She's so into him, and I can't figure it out.
Well,
we like what we like.
We like what we like. Yeah, we like what we like. And, you know, and Tim comes off in some gruff ways sometimes, but Tim kind of seems like a lovable curmudgeon. My mouth feels weird because I was drinking coffee, y'all, and I didn't realize I had soap on the cup, and I was going, why is this coffee tasting weird? And I realized I was just drinking dish soap. Now I'm all foamy in the back of my mouth.
Riveting.
Oh, please, mister, let me talk about every ailment ad nauseum.
I can talk about it, but that's not me on the show. You just went into something about
you talk
soap.
About it on the show all the time.
Not familiar.
Yeah, exactly.
It's early.
It's not that early. Poodle yelled. I got up at 8:15, and I want to say that's not early to a lot of people.
But I'm a night owl, so it is early.
Oh, but
this is Reality Gaze, and this is Single Life,
episode 7. I didn't get the name.
Season. Well, let me look it up while you're doing that.
This is season four, episode seven. All right, we're going to talk about stuff in the world today as well as single life. So be sure to look on your time codes. Love it.
John tells the truth.
Oh my fucking God. God. These stupid names.
Did he?
Did he?
I don't know. I've got to say one thing. Thais's revenge is sweet.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
She's just sharpening her teeth. Good for her.
This was a good episode. Y'all, we're going to be talking a little bit. We're recording this the day after the Super Bowl. There was no 90 days, so y'all had a break. What did you do during Super Bowl, Poods?
I watched, I was watching Love is Blind.
Which is very good. And it's coming up, y'all.
Season six. We have screeners. So, yeah, y'all. We are recording this on February 12th. All six of our episodes of season six that have been dropped, they drop on February 14th at midnight. Ours drop at February 15th at midnight. So you have a whole day. Please don't ask when our episodes are coming out, you thirsty fucking dick pigs. Give us 24 hours.
No, 24 hours. Then it will be there. Our producer, Christina, she's having to work from the motherland because we forced her to. And so,
like I said, go work for the Obsessed Network if she doesn't like it.
Go. Yeah.
They're hiring, I hear.
Which, we can say now.
We can talk about it!
We did record a collab with Joey and Ellen. We recorded it last week.
I think not.
It's going to be on their podcast. We're talking about the last episode of Frogging.
So Hider in My House.
Hider in My House.
Which was terrifying.
Yes. I did drop, as y'all know, one episode what took place in the hometown of Ardmore. I did call my bubba, and I did get some inside information on that I do drop. On their Swamp Talk, which is talking about, or maybe I did on the episode, but we talk about that. We talked for like 4 hours with them. I don't know how their editor is going to edit that. Bless their heart.
There was a lot of stuff where one of them said, yeah, cut that out.
A lot of that. But we had a ball, so we kept.
It was so much fun. We're just like. We're all in the same family. We're all theater people. We get each other. They will also be on our show soon. It's the beginning of a beautiful friendship. So we're very happy to have them in the family.
Exactly. So, I Think Not is their pod. If you want to check that out. Okay. Well, I took my painting class. Thank you for asking what I did during the Super Bowl, and I enjoyed it. It was me. And 10 other women, ages, there were two younger girls, I think, that came as friends. I think maybe this was like their Galentine's gift to each other.
That's
something
sweet.
Like that. Yeah. And then there was another young girl who was there with her mother. And then everybody else was just women in their 50s and 60s. I loved it. I sat by a woman named Miss Donna. And Miss Donna and I, Miss Donna is the type, she had beautiful nails. And before we started, she said, can I get some gloves? I'm going to need gloves for this. And she was the only person there in gloves painting. I love her.
Well, that's fine.
We're friends.
Just a curiosity. Have you painted before?
Never, ever in my whole life.
Do you consider yourself, are you good with art?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I mean,
going for it.
I thought that they asked if they had any experience in art and the or drawing or anything.
Great.
And I said, I've done makeup artistry. And she actually said, a lot of times makeup artists are really, she said, you might find that you have a talent at this. I said, well, we'll see. I have no idea.
Are you learning like classical technique of painting figures or
right now?
First?
This is more, I think this class probably will be more abstract just because, well, right now we worked on color blocking. And so it was just actually, which was interesting to me, mixing the acrylic to get the color That's correct for a shade, a tint, or a tone. Art people know what this is. A lot of people are going, what the fuck is this? It was stuff I've never heard of or thought of before. And because it's at LACMA, it's great because we do the class. And then the last half an hour, we go into the museum and look at what we talked about in the class that day. And we'll
nice.
It's wonderful.
I'm a member.
Love it.
Can I get that for free?
No.
I'm a LACMA member.
No, you still have to pay for the class.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. It's
What do I get for my money?
You just go there to pick up guys that are into art. That's it. And that's what you get.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what you get. It's fine. Anyway.
I want free things. I went once to
one of their members' jazz nights, but it was a bunch of old gay guys trying to pick me up with no money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't like that.
We're still, I think in our mindset, you and I, in our brains, we are museum gay age, but we're actually not. We're actually still too young for that.
Yeah. And like I said, these weren't gays with money when I was there. I think they go to the openings.
The openings, you got to go to opera things for that. You've got to go to like, I don't know.
Yeah, but the old opera gays are really, really baggy. Yeah. They're like wearing like Edwardian clothes.
That's what you're gonna do.
It's a step above.
That's where you're headed. Do you not see it, Miss Debbie? That's
like
where you're headed.
Around my
you
neck.
You are Miss Debbie. You are going to meet. You will date a guy and call him Ruben the Cuban. I can feel it.
It always feels vaguely uncomfortable when she says it.
I know.
And
I kind of wish
he refers himself to it. It just
feels a little.
I don't know if it needs to be blank the ethnicity every single time.
the Caucasian.
Yeah, it feels weird. Anyway, Super Bowl. Let's talk about the thing that everyone's talking about.
What?
The commercials.
I think that's what. Yeah, sure. That's what
everybody's
talking
about. The Wicked trailer. I didn't watch the game.
I didn't watch the game either.
I watched the halftime show.
Really? It was in Overkill, or
Overkill.
Last
what the fuck
time
are you talking about
where the game ends, but it has to go. Overtime. It went into overtime.
Yeah.
And then someone threw a basket at the last minute, and it went in. It went in the bucket.
Yeah.
And they won.
I want to say there's a lot of people very excited today, and there are a lot of people who are very upset. So my trainer is a big 49ers fan, so he was feeling rough.
My nephew's a big Kansas City fan, so he's very happy.
Yeah, but they won like three times the last 4 years.
That's why you and I aren't good at sports, because we're like, wait, this person hasn't won. They need a chance.
I know. I'm like, they should win too. Everyone should win.
I am that person. If I'm at a game and one team has won like 10 times and the other one hasn't,
me
I'm
too.
Like, I say, well, they should get a shot. And all the straight men just look at me like, stupid gay wad.
Well, I don't know. I just, someone's won like the last 4 years, three times in the last 4 years. I don't know. Yeah, we're enraging people by talking about this.
We are.
I loved the halftime show.
God, I forgot about how, I think we all forget how important Usher was to our generation. It was a lot. He was everywhere.
I was like, you know, the only thing, I loved all the dancing. I loved the marching bands. And was the audio the best? No, it never is.
It never is.
But I loved that he led with dancing. He made it a love letter to Atlanta. Had all the fucking Atlanta crowd there with him. Jermaine Dupri and Ludacris and
nice to see Ludacris is so
and Little
hot.
John.
Great Instagram.
And I went Little John, Little John.
You did say
and
H E R
and her.
Oh,
and
is it her?
Skate? Yeah, it's her.
Oh, I thought
I don't
it was H-E-R.
H-E-R.
Well, why does she have the periods after? Because
yeah,
I would
people,
go H-E-R.
People say her.
Oh,
people
okay.
Say her.
Her.
Yeah. Her.
I've been calling her H-E-R this whole time.
And no one corrected you.
No
well, you
one
can
corrected
count on me.
That's there we go.
You can count on me. No matter what you do, you can count on
me. You're doing this morning show and you're like a little woo.
Yeah, I'm flying by the seat of my pants here. But I love
me too.
That.
My fire alarm went off at 4 a.m.
Oh, God.
Alicia Keys, let's just skip.
She looked great.
She did.
She looked fantastic. She had a little bit of a vocal stuff. What I enjoyed about Alicia Keys is she looked fantastic.
I liked her piano.
I liked whenever her and Usher were singing together, y'all. Find a man who looks at you the way Usher looked at Alicia Keys.
No, it's true.
And my God.
It was a kind of like a really intimate moment for a huge Super Bowl thing.
I forget that Usher was a part of, you forget that he was really, truly a part of my sexual awakening. Because Confessions came out when we were like 20, I was 24.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
So I was 25.
You're 30. You were 30, yeah. Anyway, God, and thank you, Usher, for taking your shirt off. That's what we all wanted.
Yeah, that was really good.
That's what we all needed. And then you came out in Starlight Express style.
Roller skates, goddammit.
It was.
I loved all the dancing. Great. I loved all, like, they were, like, doing the Atlanta dances. Did you notice that? Like, the kind of stomp, the step dances.
Oh.
They were doing those.
I didn't know, but now they said it, yes.
Yeah.
And the sound wasn't great. That said,
it never is.
He sounded good. Like at moments
he
when
did.
He was just singing on the mic, he sounded. So I don't. Yeah, he sounded really good. So very talented.
He
man.
Did. And let's leave it at that.
this pod knows your feelings about yes.
Alicia Keys sings flat, y'all. That's it.
Bothers Poodle. I mean, I don't love it either.
It bothers a lot of people.
I don't love it.
I will say this. If she was a folk singer or a different type of singer in the songs, the pitch wouldn't bother me. But it's the genre she's singing in, which is pitch focused. Because you have to be in the pitch and then go off of it. She never really gets there.
No.
That's all I'll say.
That's all Paul Poodle's gonna say.
You can send your letters to me.
Reba, we need to talk about Reba. She sang the national anthem.
She
did. A lot
of people
were checking bet.
She sounded great. She started that song solo.
Well, I will say, I don't think Reba sings high very much anymore. I think she's getting up there.
Yeah, I was just, I'm under the belief that you.
I mean, she's 68.
If you can go up on land on the free or whatever it is, if you can go up on free, I think that song has started too low. Unless you're Whitney Houston.
All right.
That's what I believe.
Anniversary of her death yesterday as well.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, so was it the best Reba? No, but it was still Reba. And she looked great. It was great.
Did you see the?
Who sang the? Because I didn't watch any of the Super Bowl, y'all. I just Googled stuff to watch later.
Yeah. Andra Day sang
the Black National
voice and sing.
Oh, okay.
She's great.
I didn't watch it. I should. Okay. So anything else from the Super Bowl? I don't think there was anybody else there really worth mentioning or any. There wasn't anybody else that was exciting for people to see.
Yeah, we talked about it.
No, I'm kidding. Swiffers are screaming right now.
Oh, I didn't watch the game, so I didn't watch.
So
Taylor.
We don't know anything about Taylor, y'all.
I don't know how much they focused on her.
I don't know. So I saw. I'm sure there was stuff at the end. It was great.
You know what? Fuck all this, because the most important thing was not football at all.
No.
It was that the Wicked trailer dropped. Wicked Part 1. Wicked 1. Well,
it was different.
It was a different riff.
I like it.
Hold on. Someone's knocking on my door.
I'm of two minds. I'm interested what you... Because they're going to do something different because it's a movie, but I bet a lot of Wicked purists were a little... That's not what they expected.
I think it's a bold move.
What did you think overall?
Let me just say, finish what I'm talking about by the riff, though. Why it's a bold move, don't actually think it's a great advertising mood either. Because that riff is heard at the end of every single advertisement for the show. When
everything
it
go see Wicked on Broadway and at the Garrison Theater.
And yes. And so, I would have told her, record it like you want to do it first, and then record it like it's done every other time, and we'll let you do it in the film, but we're gonna have it's and also remember the audience is a football audience. It is, or just every audience.
Mm-hmm.
It's everybody. It's not just theater. So yes. it was an interesting move. The way it looked, I think they included so much of what I think is in part two of the movie in the part one trailer, because there's no way we're going to get to Dorothy in part one.
I forgot that they're doing part two. I don't like that idea, but whatever.
So it kind of felt like they were trying to show too much of what the movie was going to be.
Mm.
I think Cynthia Erivo looks even better in the green than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little confused at Ariana Grande's look. It looked, I think I mentioned, it looked cheap. I thought the CGI part looked beautiful. Some of the stuff that I saw, I thought, I'm a little worried that this is going to be too Return or the Marvelous Mr. Oz that James Franco was in. It feels a little like that because the God, musical that isn't bad. That at all. I'll of course see it. And there wasn't enough Jonathan Bailey for me. But
did anything get you excited from it? Like excited to see it?
Yeah. I'm going to see it regardless. Let me tell you, I'm not the audience for this movie, but it's theater, so I want to promote it. And I'm happy that it's getting a big Thanksgiving release.
I don't love the show. It's not my
not
show.
It's not a show for me. I could give you a lot of nitpicks, which I'm not going to spend time doing that now.
Y'all, they die at the end in the book because real life happens. Sometimes we don't get what we want. And witch gets melted.
And the book is very dark. And I love the book.
Loved the book.
Yeah. The musical Mickey Mouse is a lot of the book's themes.
I think the book is the book is for adults, and the musical I feel like is for kids.
I disagree with that. The musical is supposed to be for everyone, but what Winnie Holtzman did was make the musical about friendship.
It is moving when they sing For Good. That song is moving to me.
Yeah. There are at least 6 to 7 really, really, really good songs in that score. And then there are the Wizard songs.
Well,
anyway, I'm excited. I'm excited to see Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande do what they do. Yes. We'll see. Everyone had lots of opinions. I listened to that riff a couple more times and I was kind of like, okay, it's starting to grow on me. It's the fact that it went down before it went up is what kind of freaked me out. Because a lot of Elphabas do their own riff. That is common, but that's when people who see it on tour a lot, if you've only listened to that recording and heard it in Menzel, you know it that way. And
actually, I don't. It didn't bother me because, I mean, I know the Idina Menzel, but I never really listened to that recording a lot. I saw Eden Espinoza when she was in L.A.
Yeah, but that's one time.
Hello. But, I mean, that was kind of my first memory of it or experience of it.
Oh, you didn't listen to the recording?
No, I didn't like her. Bother it.
Wow.
I don't like it.
Y'all, we got a Wicked hater. We got a Wicked hater on the podcast. Here's the deal. Send your letters to Matt Maher.
Love her as an actor. I do not like Idina Menzel's voice.
I think a lot of people would be with you on that.
So that's why I never really... Kristen Chenoweth, love, but I love her as an actor.
Well, you're saying some subversive shit.
I think she's a great actor. I just don't love her singing voice.
Are you talking about Idina Menzel or Kristen Chenoweth?
Idina Menzel.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, send it to the Matt Maher, not to Poodle. Yeah. For once, it's not Poodle. It's
I'm
me.
Just like, I can get into it
I love her, though, and I want her to have all the success. I'm glad for Frozen. She deserves that after Taye Diggs cheated on her. Good for her.
Well, you know, after the infamous Frozen at the Oscars, when everyone's like, oh, fuck, she can't sing this song. She went to the Liz Callaway School in New York, and they fixed her up. And she was doing that if then thing on the Tony. She was, that little soft palate was going up and down like someone sucking dick in a cornfield.
Mama.
Yeah.
Well, good. Maybe I want the best.
No, they
for
finally
her,
fucking taught that. Her to sing. Her voice was so trashed
we don't have time for this.
The Wild Party. Yeah. Boy, this is Benedetta Menzel pylon. She's fine.
I think I do have a little bit. I'm bringing it back, and then we're going to end this. Move on. Y'all, you can come for me if you want. I do think it is related to my first boyfriend, puppy love, whatever, my freshman year of college that I dated for 9 months. He loved Rent. It was his favorite musical ever. And every time
if
we would fight, or I would
shut up, tell him something he didn't love, shut your mouth.
He would go in the bedroom because we
shut
were roommates, and he would start crying. Run in the bedroom and just blast Rent at the top. So I just used to hear
that is the faggiest thing that I've ever heard.
So when I hear Rent,
and I've had a lot of gay sex.
That's what I think of. My boyfriend just upset at me, and I hear, I refuse to drink milk at Summerland. And I'm like, oh, God, fucking Diet Coke.
Over the Moon.
Because that was his favorite song.
Over the Moon. Boy, that explains a lot. Y'all, if Over the Moon is your significant other's favorite song, you need to run.
That's why I don't love, like, in Enchanted, I loved Idina Menzel in that. It's just, I think the singing thing trick. I realize that triggers
Holy
me.
Holy fuck. Over the Moon?
I need to get over that.
That's a joke song. That's a joke song. What's wrong with you?
Not me, him.
I'm saying, no, something's wrong with you. You should have known. You should have
left.
Well,
I did, and I got out. I did.
No, you should have left the first time you heard it.
Well, we didn't really start fighting till about 5 months in. And
I'm
I was gone by nine. But he was my roommate. It's where I lived in Denton.
I'm trying to imagine being in a gay relationship as your freshman year.
Well, we moved in as roommates, and we were already kind of fucking, but then we started dating. And my sophomore year. But we moved in as friendships, or friends. We had fucked around a couple times, but we were just friends.
I think this is a terrible idea.
He had a huge dick.
Yeah.
So I got a little dickmatized, but...
College should not be the time. College should be the time where you are... Fucking.
Listen,
fucking lots of people.
We were. Well, this is also North Texas. You remember North Texas didn't have
not a lot of gay people.
Especially when you're under 21 and you can't go to gay bars.
Yeah.
So, y'all, it was my first time to have butt sex. He had great, great dick. And we were roommates. And then we started. But then, I pulled a poodle because it was this nice house. And 2 months in, we were roommates. And then we said, well, let's start dating. And then like a month into dating, I went, oh, this was a bad idea. I got to get out of this. But I had signed like a lease, so I had to wait like 9 months.
Wait.
Yeah.
You broke up with him and had to stay 9 more months?
No, I couldn't break up with him while I was in, so I just had to be in the relationship, and there wasn't any other dick. And I liked him, but he loved me. But I knew he needed to go do things and party and live his life and do that kind of – and sure enough, I broke up with him. He got very upset and said, we've got to be friends. We still have to be friends. And then the next thing I know, he starts dating some older man who's a sugar daddy, and he got a belly button ring.
Just for clarity, you were 19 years old.
I was. I'm kind of as codependent as I am. It's kind of amazing that I got out of that in 9 months at that age, really. I kind of look on back that with the resiliency. Good for me.
My relationships at that time with both men and women were short. Let's just say that. Very short.
Very, very short. It's fine. You were.
Which I think to me is a lot of health. It's very healthy.
That's fine. Yes. Anyway.
Let's move on.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm sorry, what were you going to talk about?
The commercials.
Oh, my gal, my lady, Jen Aniston. I'm so proud for her. Love her.
I didn't know you were a super fan.
Are you kidding? And yesterday was her birthday.
I'm
a Lola V girl. I've emailed Lola V like 4 times to tell them I wanted, can we advertise Lola V hair products? They blocked me.
I just didn't know you were such a Jen Aniston girly.
Yes!
I just didn't know that.
Oh, I love Jen. Love her.
How brave. What a stance. She's such a niche.
I know
she's such a niche star.
Well, I know she's really controversial. Just always, you know.
Right.
That charities that she does. Woo! Kids.
Oh, yeah.
Dudes. She's, really divides
she's
people.
She's just really, she's a character actress, really. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
The Uber Eats Schwimmer. One was really funny with her, her and David Schwimmer.
The Beckham one was good.
I think that was the same commercial.
I thought it was two different. I watched it in two, so maybe it split it up on the website. So
well, it was the same Uber Eats thing.
Yes, but it was a different spot.
The CeraVe, the Michael Cera for CeraVe destroyed me. It was fucking hysterical.
Did I see that? It was so weird. I saw that one. Okay, I'll watch that one. I missed that
one. It was like the best one.
Okay, I'll watch that one.
You just need to. You don't need to watch the commercials. Like go on YouTube.
No, I know how to watch them. I'm a commercial actor. I just didn't watch. I was catching up on Feud last night, so I didn't watch all the commercials.
Someone needs to do the work for their own work.
Well, I plan on it, but there's too many gay things to watch right now. There's just too much gay shit to watch. I'm trying to catch up on gay shit. Are you happy?
Feud is. What do you think about Feud now that you're? Now, you haven't watched the last episode. You haven't watched the fucking black and white ball episode, which is in fucking incredible because the Maisels are there. The Maisels are making a documentary of Truman Capote, the Maisels from Grey Gardens. And it's a documentary that never got made, but they actually were planning to make a documentary with him. That was real.
Ah.
It never got made.
I did not know that. The depth of your faggotry and knowledge is really impressive.
It's really unplumbed. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Like my asshole.
That's Like, mean it like a comp. No, that's been plumbed. I like it very much. I've had a couple of, like, they're mostly New York gays who are like writing stuff like, the writing on this show is too contemporary. This is not how they spoke back then and blah, 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 blah. And I don't know, maybe that's true, but I don't care.
I think it does. It does go a little farther. Most of the language that they spoke then and in the late 50s, early 60s, things were pretty coded about still. But once you got to the 70s, less so.
Yes. My main note is give me Demi Moore more. I need more flashbacks of her.
Give me Demi Moore.
I don't know if she's going to be in flashbacks. I hope she is. I hope that's not all we saw of her.
That when she saw Truman across the room and just went over to him in those crazy eyes.
I love her. I'm really excited for her to have a resurgence.
No, but how can you not talking about a few without talking about Naomi Watts?
No, Naomi Watts is a star.
She's gonna win the Emmy.
But I feel like Naomi Watts has been more in the acting. Demi Moore has been. We haven't seen
her
a lot.
She's been gone for a while.
Yeah. No, Naomi Watts is fantastic in this role.
And I love Diane Lane as Slim Keith, and I love Chloe Sevigny and Ally McBeal and Calista Flockhart just being weird as Lee Radvill.
She's a performance I don't love. I don't think it's because I went through this period. When I was in a book club, we read what's it called? It's a really great biography about Lee Radziwill and the their mother, and then of course Jackie.
Yeah,
and what is it called? I need to look. It's a really great book. So anyway, I learned a lot about her, and I looked up interviews and things like her, and. Like Calista Flockhart was talking, I was like, "You just sound like Ally McBeal."
Oh, okay.
So I needed a little bit more. It's Lee Radziwill. She was a fucking princess. Like she did have an effectiveness to her speech a little bit, and she doesn't have. Other than that, I liked it.
I love it. It's really, really good. I love how it's shot. I love the clipped Mid-Atlantic. That they speak in. I love the quote. Her perfume has too much sandalwood for a face like that.
Yes.
Oh. Ah.
My younger feet.
God, I wish we still talked like that.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I do. Oh, we're still mean.
Yeah, I don't know if we all talk like that. Yeah. Oh, it's just called Jackie, Janet, and Lee, The Secret Lives of Janet Auchincloss and her daughters, Jacqueline Kennedy.
Auchincloss.
And Lee Radziwill.
You read the book and you don't know how to pronounce Auchincloss?
No. Why? It's a name. Why? Am I going to fuck someone named Auchin? I don't care.
No, it's just a really famous name, generationally.
Okay.
I think it was covered at school when you were in the bunker.
Possibly.
Oinky knew it.
Yeah.
Let's jump into the show. Is that it?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Miss Debbie. Julian, Ruben the Cuban made me feel like a teenage girl last night. I want romance. Like in the books and movies are made of. I love the big panoramic assault of the senses.
I need her doing a recreation of Katy Perry's Teenage Dream, but it's Debbie. That's what I need.
Oh, y'all. Oh.
I mean, if you don't think Jake is going to grow up to be Miss Debbie, then you've got a big panoramic assault of the senses idea wrong about this, because that's the kind of shit you're going to say.
But a lot less naive.
Yeah, I think you'll be less naive. But in some way, I feel like, I don't know. I think I actually think you're going to get less bitter as you get older. I actually think you're going to get...
Not more?
No, I don't think you... I think you're less bitter than you used to be.
That's true.
I think as you get older, I think you're actually going to get kind of more romantic.
Not looking forward to that.
I think you are, though.
Boo!
Yeah, because pretty soon, once you have a colostomy bag, the only thing left to open up is your heart.
So, she's nervous about telling Ruben the Cuban that Julian is here because Julian wants to meet him. I will say, Julian really enjoys being on the show. And you can tell because he's...
That's true.
He's trying a little too hard and acting in some of his sequences.
Well, and
he exhausts me, actually.
He doesn't exhaust me because I kind of think we do need him. Otherwise, Miss Debbie is just too... It's just an untethered...
I think we do need him. He needs to take it down a couple notches on screen. It's too much.
Okay. He doesn't bother me, but I can see that.
And he snaps his tag and he's like, yeah, I'm going to do a full background check.
Oh, that's just a guy who's...
No, I'm saying it's one thing to say it, but he's playing at it. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't feel real.
Okay. Yeah.
So Ruben shows up in one of those three-wheeled cars, which to me looks dangerous.
Those seem dangerous to me.
And he shows up wearing something like people wear when they sell souvenirs.
That is what he looks like. Yeah. That's exactly what he looks like.
Like on the pier.
Mm-hmm. Yes. On the Santa Monica Pier. You buy a corn dog. Oh, they've got good corn dogs there. It's not like Disneyland, but they're still pretty good. I think
you know where the corn dogs are everywhere.
You don't know about donuts in this city?
Fair. And so this, he is, and Miss Debbie says, he's wriggling his way around my heart, which is the strangest way I've ever heard someone being Twitter baited by someone. He's wriggling his way around my heart.
Wriggling his way around my heart.
Again, she becomes more and more Edith Massey to me every single episode.
You show me the clip. It's very spot on.
Edith Massey from all the John Waters movies.
Rasha Shah. It's yeah, 100%. I see it.
Yeah, if you need to Google, just Google Edith Massey in any of those clips, and if you don't know who she is, your jaw will drop. It's pretty accurate.
And she's saying, Julian would like me riding in this car, but that's none of his business. I'm captain of this ship.
It kind of does feel like she's a rebellious teenage daughter.
It does. It does. Anyway. And
so she's like, I want to learn more about you. I have two children and they're overly protective, but Julian is here. And he's like, I guess he's going to interrogate. So I'm a little worried for him to interrogate me like a criminal.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, this is when they're eating, by the way. And we know that because does Debbie say a weird line while they're eating? She says, it's like it's a piece of Cuba in my mouth.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What was that for her? Was that
everything feels like a young woman's erotic journey from Milan to Minsk?
Yeah, yes.
It's Rochelle. It's all like Debbie at 67 years old is finally experiencing a culture besides her own.
It does remind me. It reminds me of the episode of, I don't think you watched this season. All right, because I don't think you finished the show, but of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
No,
when she goes down to Florida on the tour, and it's like a whole different land.
They're like, what is this exotic food?
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I'm fine with people experiencing other cultures and saying, oh, this is very different, but there's something about saying it feels like a bit of Cuba in my mouth.
Which?
I love a little bit of Cuba in my mouth.
I prefer
Don't get
it
me
my,
wrong.
I prefer it in my ass, but I'll take it in my mouth.
It's actually usually a lot, like a thick bit of Cuban.
Yeah, that's what I was really bothered with. You never really get a piece of Cuba. You get all of
Cuba. No, you get all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Woo! There's no tidbits of Cuba.
No.
Mm-mm. Just a whole, like a just a big...
thick.
Yeah.
Just a...
big plantain.
Mm. Whoa.
So we're going to see. He's going to meet Julian.
Yeah, because he says, well, that's awkward that he's here, but we'll deal with it. And it's weird, but he's rubbing her hand. He's rubbing her hand.
True. And that Wu-Tang symbol that's in his facial hair is still bothering me. All I can do is stare at it. It still looks like a disguise to me. I'm still not convinced he's not in a full-on disguise, and he's going to just turn out to be, oh, Shama!
He just rips it off.
Yes, he's like, Miss Debbie, his, like, wonky eye.
He's kind of built the same way and thin.
I know! That's what it's weird to me. It's like he's Osama, who Osama went to some local, witch and said, give me an identity that's similar to get Miss Debbie back.
Yeah.
And she went, yes, child. And he turned it into Reuben the Cuban.
Can you imagine when casting got a submission? They're like, hey, we got a lady for this Debbie and Osama. And then they see the picture. It was probably immediate cast.
Oh, yeah. If I wasn't doing this podcast, I would love to do casting for 90 Day
Fiancé. It would be kind of fun.
Oh, holy shit. I would scour the U.S.
You've dated a quarter of them.
I already have.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but maybe this guy is right for Debbie.
In what world? He's obviously a communist plant.
Well, she likes younger men, and he is a bit younger, and he's just...
weird and artistic like she is?
Yes. And by the way, sissies, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And I bring that up because through therapy, I've realized that some of my proudest relationships in my life took a little bit of work, and that's okay. Because sometimes someone, maybe that I'm friends with, is a little bit different.
Why are you staring at me?
No reason.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But if I did talk about you with my therapist, I'm sure he would help me realize that even though you and I go about things very differently.
Well, you go about things wrong.
Differently. That we both still have the same goals.
What? To marry an 87-year-old man whose children have mysteriously disappeared?
No, to help people.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Sissies, therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all your relationships. So whether it's friends, your work, your significant other, really anyone.
Very true. A common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right. My own therapist has encouraged me to work through some relationships that, even though someone may go on and on and on about some ridiculous Oklahoma story, they may make your life a little better. Sometimes.
Wow.
Just keep moving.
And my therapist has given me tools to help me work on relationships where both people are involved working through the problems. So then I'm just not giving and giving to someone who is unable to support the relationship.
Yeah, not familiar. God, you are so codependent.
I know, but it's getting better through therapy. And sissies, if you want things in your life to be better, and if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Sissies, become your own soulmate.
Whether you're looking for one or not.
Visit BetterHelp.com/RealityGaze today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealityGaze.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Please. In Ukraine, Halloween was not a tradition. We had a tradition where we sit in cemeteries and remember dead people, but it's not the same.
I'm like, that's like every week, probably, in Ukraine.
Every week.
I think she's talking about like All Saints Day or All Souls Day, November 1st, where you do go to the cemetery and, you know, see people. And
I love that, but I love cemeteries.
Me too.
I love them they're peaceful to me and calming. I think
I was a dark child. I was thinking about the dead.
You wanted to fuck on a tombstone then. I'm not going to judge you.
Up the ghosts.
I still want to fuck on a Catholic altar, so we each have our things.
Yeah, I don't know why that just feels really gross to me.
There's a naked man just looming over you. But whatever.
So
before we jump into this, we just want to say we want to just send our love to Josh. I don't think he listens to the show. There was his child is okay, but a horrible accident with one of his kids.
He was on life support for a while. He's doing better.
Yes.
Josh's son is doing better. The other person who was in the wreck, I believe, died.
Passed.
And I think they didn't know if he was going to keep his leg or not. It was a very, very stressful situation. I think if you want to give money, there's a GoFundMe, I believe, for
We're
not going to post it, but if you search for it, Josh,
is he broke from giving Natalie all the money to buy her house and a car?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's horrible. So no matter what you think of Josh
Weinstein,
send him a little love. For his prayers for he and his shit and the mom. That's a lot to go through.
Yeah.
I'm sure Natalie,
she's making it about her.
100%. Still making it about her. But I just kind of want Natalie and her mother to just, can we have a show where they just visit weird, like instead of diners, drive-ins, and dives, with just Natalie and her mother just visiting weird
parades, state fairs, and soirees with Natalie and Mama Natalie.
Please.
But she's got to wear those glasses.
Oh, she has to. She looks like, I've decided what it is now that I've caught up on two episodes of it. She looks like she just walked out of Capote and the Swans with her hair.
Yeah, but in the 80s. Maybe.
I think it's 70s vibes. Late 70s.
Yeah, but less glamorous. She's like the key version of Capote and the Swans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was that? What would that be? It would be Yuri and the Pelicans.
There you go. Sounds right. So they are.
In my ideal world, people will be dressed like this every day because you're a fucking Fruit Loop.
Yep. And that's how, yes.
The mother's like, what a wonderful holiday. Oh, the kids can come next time. Hey, your kids, we can bring your kids here. Have I mentioned Natalie, you're childless?
We gave your children. We could have buckets and buckets and buckets of candy for your children.
What's delicious about this is how mom manages to make it sound like a good thing while still making Natalie feel like garbage.
It's
wonderful.
I'm trying not to laugh, but y'all, if you want to know what disassociation is, just look at Natalie's face every time her mother brings up.
Opens her fucking mouth. Really?
Her mom talks, and Natalie does that same thing that I say that Kalani does, where she just stares into the ground and is praying for a hole to swallow her up. Oh, but to see Natalie do that in the middle of this carnival fair with people laughing around
hysterical.
Her. Oh.
And they ask her, the producers just gaslight the fuck out of her too.
Oh, they do.
It does make me feel a little bad.
No, I don't.
The thing about Natalie though is she's a little bit like Nicole in that she's so into herself. It's that you don't feel bad about them completely sending her up.
Because they're never going to care about you the way you might start to care about them.
But Josh, we find out, she's like, where's Josh? She's like, Josh, he's been Halloween with his kids. I should be there. He doesn't invite me to his house.
Yes, and y'all? She's like, we don't hang out like normal.
The thing is, they have been seeing each other a year. And the fact, he's like, he hides me from everyone. I understand why Josh would hide his kids from Natalie.
I understand that. I will say she said something later on, but it's a bit confusing. She says, I moved out here for Josh. And I went,
no, you didn't.
That wasn't clear. You never said that before. You said you wanted to move to LA to pursue acting.
You moved out here to be in the movies.
Yes.
You moved out here to be a star.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Josh was a perk, and he was your sugar daddy.
With a perk, with nice arms and a decent dick.
Yeah, it's a nice dick.
It's a nice dick.
Yeah. And she tells mom that the Josh is being distant. He's like, she's like, what's the point if he doesn't want to marry you? I want grandkids and a family.
If he cared for you, he would give you that.
And then she's like, you know, when you were in Ukraine. You were living with a man, and he gave you a ring, like your first husband. I liked your first husband,
and now it all, y'all, it's coming out in the wash.
Yeah, and the second husband, ooh, the mom hated because he was a military. Y'all, she doesn't even talk about the second husband. I think this is the first sentence we've heard. The first husband, she said, treated her nicely, but she's like, it wasn't a good fit. Mostly, probably because I guarantee you, the first husband had money. The second husband had some money, not as much as the first husband. The first husband kept her in a good life, paid for her mom to live, did all that, but he wasn't around a lot.
Do you think? Because she was only 22 years old when she got married the first time.
Yep, but I guarantee you she was kind of kept. He was business, he did every kind of thing, and it wasn't a good fit for her. He was probably older.
Because Natalie needed passion.
Yeah. And she's fucking needy.
Yeah. Needy. That's rule one of the Olga Pudelskaya school.
No neediness.
No neediness, yes.
You must steal yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Like fallout shelter from Chernobyl.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
First Chernobyl reference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's not for us.
Well, this today.
Oh, did I?
No, I've talked about Chernobyl a lot more.
Many times, yeah.
No, I've mentioned so many disasters. So the Josh, mother again says, Josh has had an entire year to ask you to marry him. Find someone else. The woman doesn't mince words. I got to give that to her.
And then Natalie says, he's been leading me on for 1 year of my life. And I went, he pays for everything for you. Like, I don't think that's leading you on.
It's an interesting choice of words because I can actually understand from her perspective why she thinks he's, quote, leading her on.
Because if he's paying for things, she thinks that then he's very serious about her.
Right.
Yeah,
and she thinks her version of a relationship is leaving his family in the cold to pay attention to her.
Yes.
And not working.
100%.
Now, could Josh probably make more of an effort to spend time with her? Yes. But he is a man-child who is attracted by fancy watches.
Yes.
And he's in modeling.
Fast cars.
Yeah.
And crazy pussy.
Yep.
That's what he's doing.
I will say this, Natalie. What you're getting now is kind of what you're going to get.
That I think he's giving you the reason why he's buying. This is, again, this is another rule. Maybe Olga needs to make an appearance sometime. Because if a man's paying for your things,
That should be love.
That's love, darling.
That's it. Like, that's the way he's going to show you love.
There's only one love language taught at the Pudulskaya Institute. Cash.
Yes. Natalie, take your money, take your house, take your little Fiat car, and go fuck a 24-year-old surfer boy actor in Venice.
No acts of service. Oh, actually, there's gifts. There's gifts and cash. Those are the love languages taught. Those are the languages taught at the Pudulskaya Institute.
This is the American dream, Natalie.
I know you've got it. Later on, she's like, he's been leading me on, and he's not even spending Christmas with me. And he says, because you haven't met my daughter. Now, this seems like an easy fix. But I think Josh is slowly realizing that the reason why his gut tells him not to have Natalie meet his kids is because you don't have your kids meet your crazy pussy.
No, never. 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 That's a part of his life
that he doesn't necessarily want to share with his progeny.
And Poodle knows this because
how
many times have you met someone's children?
It's never intentional. They usually show up. They usually show up unannounced. They usually show up unannounced when I've filed an order about dementia, and somehow they know. Yeah, the lawyer calls them.
So
fucking lawyers.
Fucking lawyers. So anyway, she basically says, maybe I made a mistake moving to LA for Josh. Again, not correct. But she says, I don't know. Now we get a little bit of, right? We get a little bit of them together then.
Like, is it like some kind of seaside something or
this is great.
And she just walks right past him.
And he's like, hey.
Like a cyborg. Hey.
Yeah. Just looking past him. But then she walks past him. Not looking at him in dead face like a side four, but then she walks in the other side and then comes back and smiles really big like, hello. She's so fucking insane. She's actually, y'all, I know we use the word crazy on this show and we probably, you know, we should or shouldn't or whatever. We call women men. We call everybody crazy. She's actually insane.
No, she's batshit.
She is batshit. Oh, and this is why she needs to be on every season of The Single Life.
I'd watch a whole year of this season. I really would. Between Chantel, the other thing about this show, I've said it before, but it makes the show is to me an indictment of heterosexuality.
I love that.
Because to me, and it makes fun of these ideas where people are meeting and they have to pair up immediately and have children as quickly as possible, or they will die.
It's showing you that the binary is fucked up and doesn't really work.
And it makes me feel better as someone who plays on the other side of the field that I don't have to do this.
And someone who is horrified and scared of commitment?
I didn't say that, but
it's implied. Maybe.
But this is this show is the opposite of commitment phobic. These are needy fucking people, like they need to be in a relationship, like they need air.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, I need to find my forever person. Y'all, just be. Date people. Don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It really is like we're, like this is it's like something from the 40s. It's incredible. And I think that they think people get it, but it feels like sometimes I don't think the show takes itself too seriously, especially The Single Life. And it makes me laugh a lot. Shall we move on to John?
is picking up Megan from the airport.
Sparkles. I still think they've dated whatever a lot longer, but
no, I understand why you say it. I just don't understand why making it harder to believe would make it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or making it shorter would make it interesting.
So he's going to pick her up. Is it my understanding she's only staying for one day?
It sounded like that.
Maybe with her kid and childcare. That's all
maybe
she can do and work.
Yeah.
So John's like, I've fallen pretty high for her.
And remember, it's only been 1 week since he's been back from San Antonio. Y'all, he is into this woman.
He is. And
it's obvious.
He could see himself moving to Texas for her. Because you see it. When he picks her up, he's so excited to see her. And he's kissing her. And Megan seems excited too.
Never been out of Texas and never been on an airplane.
I think there are people that haven't, and I think it's people don't
behind
realize that
the
travel,
orange Texas curtain.
It's a privilege, you know. So Megan, I'm like, really? She only one day? You're just gonna see his family? Like, you can't go fucking see a show in Vegas? God,
I think it's her daughter. She's never left her daughter. And Megan says, well, obviously I'm worried. You're just telling me what I want to hear. And he's like, why would you say that?
So he picks her up. They get to his house. She sees his house. I don't think his place is that bad.
Well, it's temporary. I will say his dresser is his suitcase. Even though I feel like, isn't there a dresser right there?
There is. But maybe that's full to her. Someone's stuff is in it. He's staying at his brother and his brother's husband's house.
Yeah.
I think Matthew's his brother, right? Or
I can't remember what the brother's name is.
It bugs me that the gays are out of town and we're not going to get to see
the hot husband and his brother.
I just wanted to see Gay Shade, and I hope we get to see it later this season. I don't know.
They're up at the white party. was this weekend.
That was this weekend.
So he's like, oh, the suitcase. That's my dresser. And they're going to go out with Patrick and Thais and
Matt and Carlos. That is their
name,
Matt and Carlos.
Now, y'all remember, he says, he's like, it's important that family like who I'm dating because they didn't really like my last ex. Picturing the female version of John, basically like Amy Poehler in those Boston sketches. She's like wicked hot, and she's just shotgunning a beer.
Yes, I'm imagining just Brandy from, well, actually either Brandy from any friend Brandy from 90 Day would work.
Clayton's sister or Ashley's friend Brandy.
Yes, both Brandys.
Think Brandy and John would definitely be a great couple, but it would be like leaving Las Vegas. It just watching each other drink themselves to death.
Wouldn't be great.
But give me those cameras. That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
God, leaving Las Vegas. What a bleak film. I saw in the theater.
It looks sad. I don't
see Nicolas Cage and Elizabeth Shue.
I know. I'm familiar.
Did you ever see it?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Okay, so they meet Patrick, and Patrick is like, you know, this doesn't make sense to me. It seems a little physical. But as Poodle mentioned earlier, the real star of this meeting is not Patrick.
No. She did not come to. She came with gloves on. Yeah, the shade rattle.
Oh.
So she basically says, now, she doesn't pull punches either. And I wrote down also of all the places they could have gone in Vegas, they went to this shitty little bar, but I guess it's the only place that they would let him film.
Maybe.
All the other mob bosses are like, cut it.
Cut it. Not here.
And John says it's scary. They're talking about him being a dad, and he's like, I could be a father figure. Sure, I could be a father. Put your tiny hand in mine. And they laugh, and basically saying, John, Taya says, John's not the responsible type. She's like, guess what, honey? You've got a second child.
For sure, two children. And Megan kind of looks like stunned. And Patrick's like, I just want you to know, I want you to be sure that you know what you're getting yourself into.
And this is really shady.
It is, because he says John has said he's never wanted to have children. And Megan's like, what? And John's like, no, I said I never want to have a baby. That's what I said.
Baby.
I didn't want to have a baby?
A baby.
And Megan's like, what?
No, I said I didn't want to have a baby.
And rightly, she's like, the fuck? Like, what is happening?
It's a very different thing between having a baby. So he could be a father figure, but he's not going to, doesn't want a baby.
No.
I just feel like maybe it feels a little massage that they were that shady with him.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Cause y'all, that family is very close because they've had to be because of generational substance abuse. And if you remember those scenes where the brothers were literally crying on each other, and it was like excerpted from Good Will Hunting. You know what the best part of my day is? When I'm going to think you're not going to show up. It was one of those scenes where was almost that.
It was. It was great. And Patrick's actually really kind, so I don't think he would bring this
That was the thing for me, too. And it felt a little massaged.
Moving things around, let's talk about Tim real quick, because we kind of already did it really mm-hmm. in the beginning. And before we talk about Tyrae. Poodle, I want to ask you this, because we've already done the theater. We really did the whole section, which is them trying to kiss. So there's not much. So I guess what I really want to ask about Tim is, Poodle, how do you get a guy to kiss you when you're on a date with a guy? How do you let them know that you want them to kiss you?
I have never really given that any thought. I just take what I want. I just go in there. Well, here's the thing.
Gross.
It is obvious when someone is, well, if I'm not going to make the first move,
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you want to be coy, if you're just wanting.
All you have to do is touch them. All you have to do is touch them and then look at their lips and then look down. You kind of lean in a little bit. All you have to do is touch them. Like, it's obvious.
Touch what?
Their arms or penis. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm not used to putting this much thought into it.
You don't even know what to do, because you never wait for a guy to kiss you. What do? Just grab their face and fucking tongue them?
My body has already communicated everything it needs to communicate.
Wow.
Let's just say that.
God.
Don't underestimate the importance of body language. Ha!
Ha! Wow. All right, let's move on. So y'all, it's basically just Tim, like,
she said the kiss was great.
She's like, I don't want to talk. Yeah, they kiss. And I will say, they kiss and the kiss goes well. And then, or Tim, I wouldn't have kissed him. As soon as someone, like that date that I've talked about this, when I went on that blind date with a guy, said he was working on an issue because he had really bad breath. And I was like, as soon as Tim is talking about beans and all this, I'm like, I would be so turned off. I'd be like, you know, I'm good.
I think I would do it anyway.
Wow.
But just, you know why? So I could just say it was done. Because then I would think, how do they kiss? The curiosity would kill me.
Oh, because if you then didn't kiss, then went on a second date, and they were a bad kisser, you would never forgive yourself for wasting
that
time.
Yeah, I wasted another date. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just going to get in there.
Let's move on, shall we?
Or you just look toward them and go,
Yeah. Like a fucking guppy fish.
Tyrae is trying to choose his outfit with his brothers because he's going on a date with Teresa. And they are taking a voodoo tour.
I did the voodoo tour. It was great.
And a lunch. Yeah, I did one, but not this one.
Didn't have this tour guide.
Yeah.
Mine was a little different.
Wow.
Mine was a black lesbian.
Oh.
And it was amazing.
Oh, I'd love that.
She was dressed in a skirt that had the slip. The slip was literally, you could almost see her ass cheeks. It was phenomenal.
The confidence and power of black lesbians is something. It's incredible.
She was incredible. She was spectacular.
Or just really lesbians in general.
Yeah.
They basically saved the gay community from AIDS. We just would have fucked ourselves.
Well, they didn't save us from AIDS. They just made us more comfortable.
But they rallied around us and said, yeah, we've got to organize and start doing things.
And they were first on the front lines.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Shocking. Women had to take care of things.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking. We are... Tyrae's talking about wanting the white picket fence. Remember, we have just met this woman.
Woo!
And I was like, one thing at a time, motherfucker.
Brother's like, are you going to try to get a smoochie? And Tyrae says, well, and it was so poetic. He's like, well, maybe we can look in each other's eyes and drift into each other's lips. And I went,
that's not how this works.
But it was so poetic. And I went, well, put that lyric to a ukulele and make a little song there, Tyrae.
It's not how it works. Someone is giving you the signal, and sadly, he doesn't have the confidence yet to be able to pick up a signal.
We also know that you don't drift into anything. You just grab them by the collar and force their face onto your mouth. So I think that's about it. Well,
that has its own sentimental romance.
I've drifted into a man's lips before, and vice versa.
But like, there needs to be a signal before that is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
There's not just, you're just leaning in together like the Titanic and an iceberg. It just doesn't happen like that. There are signals given from both parties before that.
You've actually broken a man's dick before, haven't you? God, just nothing soft and you're just nice and rough.
Well, again, there's a certain romantic sensibility to that as well.
Well, I guess so. Tyrae says, my confidence is through the roof. And I went, well, you're delusional, but sure.
No, he's lying.
Yeah. So it's also not good, y'all, because this is New Orleans in the summer.
It is so fucking hot. Like, they said it was like, I guarantee it was probably 90-something. Y'all, the humidity makes it feel like it's 110. And it is so awful.
And when you're a bigger person, everyone's sweating. But then when you're bigger, there's these weird sweat things that just develop on Tyrae's shirt. I feel sorry for him. It's just, bless his heart. It's just gross.
She shows up and she says, I just went on a swamp tour. So y'all... this woman's been in the fucking bayou, so she's already smelling good, I bet.
She smells gross. Yeah.
Anyway, we also have our voodoo tour guide, Ricardo,
yes,
who may have been a theater major.
Really? No. No. Couldn't tell.
Anyway, both of them still have beads on. Anyway, and
so
I still think that this woman was at Burbisry this morning before the swamp tour.
100%. And she said, you know, talking to him is easy. And I was, what did I write? And I was something vision with him for, and I was vibing with Tyrae for sure.
They gave her $500. I bet you.
At least. Maybe it's New Orleans, so maybe like $200 because she just wanted a drink.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
This woman
matter.
Can't even pretend to be into him.
No, but they're standing there. They're listening to this tour. And you know
you
what?
Know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's time. Y'all, I think it's time to do another.
New Orleans, Reality Gaze Theater.
All right. You know,
second line.
I'm going to play Teresa.
Yes.
I feel like Poodle is going to be playing the
Tyre.
Tour guide. Tyre.
And Ricardo, the tour guide.
Ricardo, the tour guide. And action.
Okay. Is everybody ready to hear a story of all types of murder, mutilation, and true crime, and voodoo? That sounds good. Can you make this a little, more romantic? No, I can't.
Don't.
Because this is going to be a story that's going to chill your blood.
Oh, didn't have that accent earlier when you spoke.
I decided I needed to make more of a difference between myself and Tyre.
Oh, okay. I just meant the tour guide, but sure, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Okay,
what were you saying, Teresa?
No, I'm just listening. Go ahead, please. Voodoo.
Anyway, when... It's good. So tell me, how long have you two known each other? We just met today.
Not at all. I'm just here for them.
So, when he chopped up the body and put it in, he was chopping. Can we not get into the gory? He drank the blood.
Oh.
He drank it out of the dead person's head.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And when he was done, I think this is not really what we were looking for, Teresa.
Tyre, I'm getting a little nauseous. I was drinking on that swamp bus. And so
we should just go. All right. This concludes this part of the tour. If anyone needs any questions, I am at
what's your Instagram?
Mumbo
handle?
Jumbo Voodoo Guide on Instagram.
Oh, great. Okay.
You can also, where are you going to be? I'll just stop by and give you some free passes to some other things. You're going to be at that dinner, that little place over there?
Maybe. Can I get my purse back?
I'll find you.
I know you needed it for a prop, but can I just get that
back? Yes. Hold on. Let me go into my fanny pack. Okay. There's a lot of things in here. Here you go. I'll see you soon.
Soon.
Let's go have some lunch. Let's go. Oh, thank God it's AC in here. So,
I'm going to go throw up.
So, you tell me you just got out of a relationship, right?
Why? Suddenly I'm not cooled off anymore. I just got a little, I'm just,
So tell me about yourself.
Hello,
Tyre. Again, it's Ricardo. I'm just saying.
That's a different accent again from earlier.
Do either of you enjoy Shakespeare? Because I'm doing a gender flopped production of As You Like It.
I just want a vignette.
I'm Roger instead of Rosaline. Do you get it? I'm Roger.
Okay.
It's the Rat Trap Theater.
Rat Trap. Rat Trap.
You know, I'm the company manager.
Okay.
So we have a lot. Here's some passes for free drinks. It's $89, but you're in the first year. It's very good. I can promise you. We're doing some extra scenes because we add improv into Shakespeare. So it's 4.5 hours long. I'll see you there. It's tomorrow night.
Vignette. Do you work here?
All right. I'm going to talk to you later. Okay? Okay. Bye.
All right. I'm on a journey, Tyre,
What's that? What's that
and
mean?
I just need to figure out, my ex was military. Military, and so I'm just figuring out a journey, kind of.
What's important to you? What do you want to do?
I just want to feel out vibes with good people, have good conversations, and but being in a long distance relationship, that would be a little hard.
Oh,
yeah, that'd be a little.
Hello again, okay. It's me.
Do you have my beignet?
Do you people like improv?
Nope.
We're down because the next night we're down at the Belly Laugh Shack.
The Belly Laugh Shack. Okay.
Yes. You get a free shrimp. If you come.
Okay.
I I do Zoom coaching as well. If you want to do improv, I also teach guitar. But I don't play it. I just kind of tell you how to do it.
Okay.
Okay?
That's, yeah.
Here's
that's
a flyer.
Okay.
Again, Mumbo Thank Jumbo Voodoo Guide at Instagram.
Just that beignet if you... Okay.
Honey, bye. I don't work here.
Okay.
So, I'll see you later. Maybe. Anyway, before that guy was saying, I said... Yeah.
I would love to stay in touch. Tyre, let's just stay in touch, Tyre, and we'll
Can we maybe have a, I don't know, a Zoom session where,
you know,
we can take off our, take off stuff. And,
you know, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go get my beignet. I really enjoyed this. Good vibes to you. Let's keep it. Find me on the Insta, and
so
I'm just going to leave.
No kiss,
you.
Huh?
I'm going to just. I'm going to go. I'll see you later. Don't worry. I have a feeling I'm not going to leave you by yourself. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bye. I guess I'm going to go to the bathroom and jerk off. Tyre!
Oh. Antsy.
The Rat Trap Theater has some really great offerings.
It does. Belly Laugh Shack.
It's Belly Laugh Shack.
Great. Oh boy. This guy was I wrote this tour guide was what did I write? I wrote he is giving the house down.
These are my favorite people on the show.
Yeah.
They know that this is their moment.
Yeah.
And oh I guarantee
great.
You he has done a gender flopped Shakespeare.
I'll be honest, I would have loved this tour. I love it when tour guides give it their all. I love it. Y'all, if you want me to tip you well, when a tour guide gives it at all, oh man, I'm here for it.
I don't think you would have liked, I think our sissies would have liked this true crime chopped up body. I don't think you would like the gore of it.
I don't mind it in New Orleans because I just know that's part of it. I just kind of roll with it. I mean, my sister-in-law had me in a spook house on a ghost tour. In like at 12:30 in the night in somebody's backyard in the middle of New Orleans when we went.
In someone's backyard.
Literally somebody's house. They're having dinner in the front of the house and we're in the guest house on some ghost tour.
That's the show. Wow.
That's the show.
Y'all, Tyre's never gonna get kissed. I just want to tell his brothers to buy him a sex worker. It would be so easy. You get all those boxes ticked in one night.
It's true. It's true.
Ugh.
In one night only.
One night only.
That's it. All right, everybody. That's the show. That's your episode of The Single Life. God, this
was
felt
a
like
long one.
It was a long one, but.
We didn't have an episode of 90 Day.
It was a good episode, though. It was a good, good episode. Y'all, it is February 12th when this is, or the 13th, but Love is Blind, February 14th, is coming out at midnight on Netflix. We will 6 episodes are dropping. We will be dropping 6 episodes on the 15th at midnight, and we're telling you now, it's one of the best seasons of Love is Blind. It's really fucking good. It's really, really fucking good. You can listen to the first episode of Try Before You Buy that will be available on our public feed. And then after that, if you want to jump on, it's at the $5 tier on RG Plus, which is available on Supercast, Patreon, or Apple Podcast. So be sure to listen to that. Other people are covering Love is Blind as well, so you can check out. I don't know where they are, but some of our sister podcasts.
Who cares? I know Mary Payne is covering it. I know Bad TV is covering it as well.
Two Black Girls, One Rose are covering
it. Are they covering it?
Mm-hmm, they're covering
good for
it
them.
Well. Yeah. So anyway, it's all there. I don't know if maybe Kyle and Kim, I don't know if they do either.
Have they? I know they did. They used to do it on their Patreon, but I think they did it like an update. Maybe they did it.
Yeah, but Mary Payne's doing it with Keisha, I believe. So.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
It's good this season.
Really
That's all
good.
I can say.
It's really good. We're very excited to finally talk about it.
We have both seen the first 6 episodes, and so.
Yes, they are something.
Whoa. 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 Whoa.
I did not expect this. All right, everybody. Go to reality. If you want more information on that, go to realitygaze.com, and that's where you can get all the updated information about that. Tour dates are, some of you are asking, y'all.
We're so close. I promise you. We're literally just waiting on a couple. We just want to announce them all at once.
Yes, so, all right. So bear with us. And
please, please.
Please.
All right, everybody. See you next time. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. We appreciate it. And until then, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you've ever said to someone your first date, promise them won't stab you with sugar cane. There was no second date.
And you can call us.